with what you guys are going to try to do up front, do you view a guy like Snacks as that centerpiece, that anchor in front?
Well, we're going to look at everybody, but obviously Snacks is one of the better players in the league, not only on the team. So we anticipate him doing a great job there in the defensive line area, whether it's over the center, over the guard. As a three technique of playing nose guard, really doesn't make any difference.
Do you view the guys that are coming, you know, a guy like Tomlinson or Snacks, can those guys kind of bounce around up front?
Absolutely.
Depending on what you want to do?
Absolutely. We think they both are phenomenal football players and great young men. Haven't had a chance to talk much football with them because you can't base on the rules there. But they're guys that we're looking forward to working with and to seeing where they are, and then they should be able to help us out in all areas, whether it's playing three technique or nose guard or whatever the case might be.
Coach, you've had some experience, I think, with the Colts with converting defensive ends from the 4-3 into the 3-4. Can you just talk about some of the challenges of that?
Well, the biggest challenge is probably the guys themselves. Because, like, when I was with the Colts there, the biggest part was with Freeney and Mathis. All their whole careers, they were going forward, chasing the quarterback, and now you're asking them to drop back in the coverage from time to time and do their jobs there. So that's the biggest challenge of those guys, and learning, being more involved in coverages than what they are. Usually the front guys are just involved in, you know, going forward, attacking the line of scrimmage, playing their man. Now they got to drop back. Now they might have to pick up some combination routes, whether it's one or two, chasing number one or chasing number two, whether it's dropping to the seam or dropping to the flat, or whatever the case might be. That's the biggest challenges for them.
Coach mentioned that Cree Martin was going to be in the linebacker room, but watching a lot of the tape from the Cardinals last year, his linebackers will then go play defensive line on third down and put his hand in the dirt. Do you guys cross-coach those guys that kind of switch positions back and forth? How does that work?
Usually what happens is they would be working with the outside linebackers during the week, during the first, second down stuff. Then usually on most places, usually a Thursday or something like that, you have a sub day, which is third down. Everybody in the league has a third down day.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have third down days, then you go to all the guys that are going to be rushing the quarterback. They usually are in the same room together, and the guys are going to be in coverage. They're in the room together. So you kind of build things together there. So, yeah, you have the defensive tackles or the defensive line and outside linebackers there in that one room.
What are some of the things, like, you would need to drill with, you know, say, like an OV or any of these guys that are going to go from DE to, oh, you know, outside linebacker? Would it be get off speed? Would it be angles? I mean, what are some of the keys they have to really hone in on?
Well, you said all the things there, just playing football. I mean, it's all those things, get off speed, angles, dropping the coverage, using their hands, just working the footwork, all those things. They're still playing football. Everybody gets so confused with 3-4-4-3. They're still playing football, because when they run blocking, you still got to defeat the run. When they pass, you got to cover the pass, whether you're rushing the quarterback or dropping the coverage.
In OB's case, I think early in his career with the Dolphins, he did a little 3-4 stuff, a little bit of coverage. I think he did some coverage also last year. Have you had a chance to look at him on tape? Do you think that it's not going to be too bad of a you know, adjustment for him?
He's an outstanding football player and a great young man who's willing to work hard. So I think he'll have no problem making the transition. He'll learn the coverages and learn all the fronts and everything we need to do, so he'll be fine.
One of the words that Pitch used a lot was relentless. I mean, how much of that is part of football?
I think it's the biggest part of football is being relentless and working hard to chase the ball, nonstop effort. If you get knocked down, get up. There's no crime getting knocked down. There's crime in staying down. Get up and chase the ball and just give everything you got for each play.
So, I mean, if there's going to be a trademark and that's a trademark, if you're not relentless, you're not going to play for this team?
I would think that would be the case. That's what we're hoping for. So hopefully when you're really going good, the guys feed off each other. So somebody who's working hard is not going to let somebody or want somebody on the field with them that's not working hard too. So if you get that going, then you got everything right there.
I mean, they talk about schemes, 3-4, 4-3. I mean, you pretty much have two tackles. I mean, can you get them on the field all the time?
Absolutely. That's the goal. If it's a first, second down and you're trying to stop the run, then obviously you're going to put your best run defenders out there, whether it's 3-4, 4-3, whatever the case might be. If you're rushing a passer, you're going to put the best in the passage, where you can put the best pass rushers out there. So it really doesn't make any difference what you call this game.
Yeah. So for a defensive line coach, they always say stopping the run is the first priority. That's still the case?
That's always the case in football from day one. It will be forever. If you don't stop the run, you really don't have no chance. If you allow a team to run the ball, you have to you make them two-dimensional where you're trying to make them one-dimensional if you can stop the run and take away part of the game.
What do you see when you look at Dalvin Tomlinson, you know, as a tackle in the 4-3? You know, to the untrained eye, he's very athletic and stuff like that. I mean, what kind of a gap does he have to get from playing outside to playing, you know, a defensive end in the 3-4?
Well, it really wouldn't be a defensive end in 3-4. He'd still be a defensive tackle. You know, he's playing a 3 technique. He'll be over the guard, and that would be whether he's a 4-3 or a 3-4. If he's playing if he's playing defensive tackle, he's going to be a 3 technique. He's going to be a big guy player. He's going to be over the guard. So it really is no different. He's an outstanding young man. He works hard. You know, we haven't had a chance to talk much football with him because, again, it's not allowed. So we have just visited with him, talking about him as a person. So he'll do a great job. He's a great athlete. He works hard. He comes from a good program. He had a great year last year, so he should continue to progress as he goes forward.
So if I'm kind of understanding you, this misnomer of, you know, this guy's a defensive end, this guy's a defensive tackle, it's more about where they're going to line up and the gaps they're going to attack and all that stuff?
Basically, that's what football is. It's a gap-control defense. Most teams are gap-control defense. So he'll be somewhere out there on the field. He won't be out there on the edge of the defense because he's not he's 300-plus pounder. He's not going to be out there rushing off the edge many times, I don't think. So hopefully we'll get a little bit. But he's going to be inside somewhere over the guard or over the tackle or over the center, somewhere in that